Foles takes the snap, fakes to McCoy. He's back. He looks. He is going deep for DeSean Jackson. It is caught by Jackson on a deflection, and he's in for the touchdown. Tolsey takes a low snap, pumps, fires, and it is intercepted in the end zone. Foles fakes. He's back. He's looking. He is floating it to Riley Cooper inside the 10, in for a touchdown. Tolsey back, looks over the middle. He's pumping. He's rolling. He's sidearms it. It is deflected and intercepted. Intercepted by D'Amico Ryans. He's across the 50, and he's down across the 45. So that is it as the final second tick off the clock, and the Eagles even their record at 5-5 as they beat the Green Bay Packers 27-13.
We are live with the great Merrill Reese in studio. Merrill, good job on Sunday, as always, as the Eagles beat the Green Bay Packers.
Well, good scripts. You're only as good as your script.
That's exactly right. And what a script it was for the Eagles. And when you looked at the schedule beginning of the season, nobody out there figured Eagles go to Lambeau Field and beat the Packers. And then circumstances changed, and here we are 5-5.
And that's why I always caution people. 5 minutes after the schedule comes out in April, they start putting in WW. Well, this is an L. WW. I remember years ago when the Eagles were set to play the Miami Dolphins, and they faced Dan Marino. And I can remember a lot of cases where your quarterback changes. It's not who you play, it's when you play them very often.
And Merrill, this week the Eagles have the Washington Redskins. It's another game against the NFC East. This is a different Redskins team. I don't want to talk too much about Green Bay. I'm focused really on the Redskins.
Too.
I expect a different RG3. I'm sure you do as well.
I do. He's not rusty anymore, but what he is sore. I mean, I watched the Minnesota Viking game, Dave, and as good as he is, they just pummeled him. They just beat the stuffing out of him. He's taking so many hits in the course of a game. That's why I personally would never want the Eagles to have a quarterback who is that involved in a running game. You know, run when you have to, but when you take that kind of pounding, you can't hold up.
Right, and so the Eagles have a running quarterback, actually, Merrill, playing right now. Nick Foles had 38 yards on the ground in Green Bay. He has stepped up to the plate. He has delivered. He has been outstanding. And this game, another big moment for him.
See, to me, Nick Foles has shown that he is a starting caliber NFL quarterback. People point to the Dallas game time and time again. That was an aberration. I've never seen him play like that before or after. And if you look at the games that he played where he came off the bench against the Giants and won the game, played magnificently in Tampa Bay, was the NFC Player of the Week, was off the charts good in Oakland, and then another solid performance against a very good Packer defense this week. He's a very, very good starting quarterback.
I like the way this offense has come together, the way they're incorporating the running game, the way they're using Riley Cooper and DeSean Jackson, keeping number 10 involved every week, getting him the football early in the game. Let's talk about a couple of those pieces.
You know, because you brought it up.
Yeah.
Let's talk about number 10, DeSean Jackson.
Okay.
And let's talk about the pass that somebody in the press room just said to me, you know, Foles was lucky. Nobody ever said that all the times that Peyton Manning put it up there for Reggie Wayne and it bounced off somebody's helmet into Reggie Wayne's hands. Then they would say Peyton Manning gives his receivers a chance to make a play. With Nick Foles, oh, he was lucky.
Why is this, Merrill?
Because one is headed for the Hall of Fame and the other is still trying to find his way into a position where he is really a starting quarterback by designation.
If you had, okay, let's talk. We've been through many young quarterbacks. And if here's my theory. Had Nick Foles been a first-round draft pick and gone out and set records, franchise records in his rookie season, and then follow that up with 16 touchdown passes and zero interceptions, there would be no talk of luck and who's the quarterback and this.
He would have had the pedigree. Instead, it was Nick's misfortune to play for an Arizona team that had a lot of problems, did not have a good offensive line. He took a pounding there. But still, he himself performed well. Chip Kelly has raved about the Nick Foles that he saw as a college quarterback at Alabama. But you know as well as I that a lot depends on the players around you.
Right, and those players stepping up, Riley Cooper, number one, has been a big playmaker. We did not see this coming. I thought he was a solid possession receiver. I like the way that Foles is throwing the ball up and letting Riley create separation with his body.
Yeah, they seem to be on a wavelength with one another. I don't know if some of that has to do with the fact that they played together as backups last year and had a lot of chances to play pitch and catch. But they are on a wavelength, and of course, that will free things up for DeSean Jackson, who has just made so many big plays. Are you aware that the Eagles have more 20-plus yard plays than any other team in the National Football League by a lot?
Yeah, 61, I believe, is the number. And they've all contributed, and they're all going to need to contribute on Sunday, Merrill. Keys to victory against Washington.
Don't turn over the football. Get to RG3. The Redskins' defense isn't anything special. I think the Eagles' defense has just got to continue to do what it's doing. Bill Davis is a wonderful defensive coordinator. I felt that from day one. He's got a great staff of position coaches with him, and these guys keep getting better and better. Last year, I think we will all agree that D'Amico Ryans was viewed as a major disappointment, a guy who was ballyhooed and brought in as an expensive free agent and really was not productive for this team, didn't stand out. There were games when I hardly mentioned his name on the air. Now he is a run-stopping force. He is an athletic guy around the ball. D'Amico Ryans has turned into a star, and it has to do with the old cliche Andy used to use that I've got to do a better job putting the players in position to make. But Bill Davis has put these players into the right positions, and D'Amico Ryans has stepped up, and he's been outstanding.
And he will lead the charge defensively on Sunday when the Eagles host the Washington Redskins. Merrill Reese, we thank you for joining us in studio. Good luck on Sunday. We want a home victory.
You'll get one. I have to just add that I suggested to Howie Roseman last night on his show my way of doing it. He didn't seem to care for it too much. My idea was to paint the Eagles locker room at the link burgundy and yellow and put a sign over the door as they leave the locker room saying, "Welcome to FedEx Field." And then you've got a great chance.
Well, there you go. Anything to work. Anything that makes it work, Merrill. We thank you once again.
Thank you.
The Eagles and the Redskins, make sure you tune into Eagles Radio 94 WIP. Merrill Reese, we thank you so much for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.